Three in five new managers fail in their appointment within the first 2 years. The need for effective managers is crucial. So let's discuss what makes a good manager.
Welcome to the Middle Management Podcast, sponsored by Aptitude Management, an Australian-based corporate training organisation. During this podcast, we discuss everything to do with leading and managing others, from new and seasoned supervisors, frontline management, to mid-level leadership, we've got you covered. Your host for today is Colin Dubb.
Good morning. I'm your host, Colin Dubb of the Middle Management Podcast, brought to you by Aptitude Management. Today in episode 2, we're going to be discussing what makes a good manager. Now, I should probably qualify. I'm in Sydney of New South Wales, so it's morning for myself anyway. If it's not morning for you, I don't know what they're saying that movie. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. The Truman Show, that's the one that I think it is. Anyway, look, as part of this podcast, we'd like to get straight into the material. So today we're going to be talking about what makes a good manager. The outline for today is firstly, we're going to be looking at why managers fail. So what are the things that cause managers to fail? And then we're going to be looking at the qualities shared by successful managers and what are those traits that successful managers share enable them to succeed in their roles. The importance of being transparent within your role, that will be covered as we go through the list, and then what you can do right now to begin improving as a manager. So we've got a nice lineup for you. Let's get into it. Firstly, why managers fail? I think it's important to understand the things that cause managers to fail. I've got a bit of a list here for you. Number one is the absence of a mentor. So what is a mentor? Well, a mentor is somebody that tends to guide new managers, and they do this found on experience. Again, while the technical proficiency of the manager is unquestionable, leading and managing people may be new for that individual. So there are hidden and sharp turns, and sometimes these occasions can make or break a new manager. Something unexpected can occur, and the manager can get lost in the moment. And this is where a mentor can come in, and with their experience and their hindsight, it can really help that manager to navigate the difficult time and that challenge at the moment. Number two is poor people skills. So day in the life of a manager is largely spent managing people, and without the relevant skills and qualities, it can be time and energy sapping. And when we talk about the term managing, it doesn't encapsulate the full spectrum of work involved. So managing also includes things like leading, motivating, and cheering on your team members, and also occasionally disciplining, as opposed to just assigning tasks, dotting those I's and crossing those T's. And it takes a high set of good communication / people skills to be able to navigate and to be able to do these different types of things. Another reason managers fail is because of a lack of further development. Let's have a look at the managers to-do list. It's long, it's wide, it's vast. Unfortunately, with this to-do list, it leaves the manager with very little time to actually focus on their own personal and professional development. And what happens is if a manager is not consistently developing and improving, they may start to stagnate within their career. This will hurt in the sense that the organization will continue to evolve and grow. More challenges will continue to come up and the manager will be faced with those challenges, but they won't have the appropriate skill sets and capabilities to be able to deal with those. Again, that's something that can cause failure. Another reason why managers fail is an absence of clear standards and accountability. So essentially the manager, they're not very clear on what their standards are, how they are to be held accountable. And this is perhaps more common in smaller organizations. And once an employee assumes a managerial post, they're expected to be able to perform. And then when they fail to rise to the occasion, they start to become aware of their failures and shortcomings. But by then it's too late. It's too late to start setting standards and accountability that come along with the position. The qualities of a good manager. What is it that allows managers on a consistent level to be consistently successful. And I would suggest that you listen to these qualities and do a bit of an evaluation of how these may affect your own role. Staying ahead of the team. Again, we talked about lifelong learning, and it's become extremely important that you continually learn and continually develop as a manager so that you can stay ahead of not only your team members, but also ahead of the challenges that the organization and your role may face, as well as any new initiatives and insights and things that occur, and that you continually keep evolving and improving. We talked about communication. Again, great managers are great communicators. Great leaders are great communicators. And the inability to translate a vision and mission into everyday tasks for others to perform, this can be detrimental to your success. And now more than ever, people need to have a sense of meaning in the things they do at work and their home and their personal lives. And so an effective manager must be able to communicate a vision, a meaning to the vision, and a meaning to the tasks that will support that vision so that all team members feel that they're a part of the company strategy and the vision, and they're a part of something bigger than themselves. That's a core of motivation. Fantastic managers are also very good listeners. Okay, we live in an information age where everybody knows a thing or two more than they used to, thanks to things like Google and social media and Facebook and so forth. So such, we have an inner need to want to be heard and potentially make a contribution to any idea or task at hand. So an effective manager has to be able to make time and have the ability to listen to employees, what it is that their needs are, what are they after, and also as a successful manager to listen between the lines and to be able to decipher what an employee may or may not clearly communicate. Another trait that has been uncovered, which is quite interesting, we call it being decisive yet agile. That is, being a decisive individual yet agile and flexible at the same time. So think about one of the leadership traits, COVID-19. The recent COVID-19 pandemic has shone a light on it. To be an effective manager, it's been decisive yet agile. This has been an evolving situation. Essentially, an evolving situation has been the language of the pandemic. So while needing to be decisive on the actions to be taken, managers must also be open to a whole new range of new situations and challenges. But this trait of being decisive yet agile, it's not just in the face of a current pandemic. This is throughout your career as a manager, to be very firm and very clear on decisions and goals and strategies and processes. This is what we're going to be doing moving forward. However, when things come out of the blue, we are very flexible in that we can change at the same time. Another trait of successful managers is they are self-driven individuals. Leadership by example becomes more effective when others see the drive in you to succeed. So success is extremely contagious. If you as a manager are seen to be self-driven, you pursue your goals aggressively with tenacity and consistency, and others can see you conquering one obstacle after another, soaring to greater and greater heights, your team members, they'll be moved to emulate this. However, if you stagnate and you stay content with where you are, you will continue to encounter difficulties in getting your team to steer ahead. Again, strong managers are self-driven individuals. This type of behavior is very contagious. It's very respected by the people that these managers lead. Another trait uncovered on successful managers is having intimate knowledge of your team members' needs and aspirations. In other words, good managers are very clear on not only what their own needs are and not only what the needs of the team as a whole are, but the needs of the individual members that make up that team. Having this type of level of intimacy and knowledge of your team members, effective managers have this. It makes a big difference. Another trait uncovered, valuing team members' roles and contributions. Are you valuing your team members' roles and contributions? Not just about expressing gratitude in the form of bonuses, pay increments, or promotions, but more importantly, regularly informing them of their role that they played towards making a positive difference to the team or the organization. A recent win just occurred. We've done very well as a department, as a business unit. And this is exactly what you did specifically that led to us being able to achieve this. This is how what you did contributed. And this type of behavior of successful managers, this leads to higher employee engagement and has proven time and time again to be extremely important in the workplace today. Great managers have shown time and time again that they are very open to sharing with their team members consistently what they have done well and how that has helped the bigger picture. Effectively managing conflicts. Are you good at effectively managing conflicts? Do you have the strategies and the skills to manage conflict? The reality is that conflicts in the workplace are unavoidable. In fact, conflicts can be healthy. Why? Because it's an opportunity to surface differences, yet when handled correctly, are actually extremely helpful. So when they arise, the effective manager is expected to resolve them. Are you experiencing conflict in your workplace and are you letting it fester? Are you not doing anything about it? Whether you're utilizing temporary or permanent solutions, managers need to own the conflict and take the appropriate measures to, if not resolve them, at least to be able to manage them. Effective managers are very good at managing conflict. Finally, on this podcast, being transparent. Being transparent is about authenticity. It's about being genuine. Now, we all know when dealing with somebody, if they are authentic and honest with us, we know on some gut level, and your team members will actually value you a lot more if you're transparent in your role. And as mentioned above, trust is vital. One of the ways to sow the seeds of trust is to be a transparent manager. Team members should never be left with the perception that you've hidden cards, that you've got something that you're hiding from them. Now, we understand that in times, organizations will share information with you that you are not able to share with your team members at a particular point in time. However, communicating to them that there is information that you cannot currently share, but you will be able to share, or not purposefully holding information back that you can currently share, these will help you become more transparent as a manager. And team members must believe that everyone is in this together. Again, we talk about motivation. Motivation is having a picture, something bigger than ourselves that we can strive to be a part of, as well as feeling that we are all in this together. So when you uphold this, you've made your job as a manager just that little bit easier. And especially in times of crisis, when everybody needs to pull together and trust is more important than ever, they need to trust you in the decisions that you're making as a manager. Your work leading up to that particular crisis of being transparent will make a big difference in these situations that we will, as managers, have to deal with at some point in time. So when a new social contract needs to be developed to enable people and technology to coexist in the workplace, effective managers are needed to realize the immense potential of this synergy. Organizations must address prevailing shortcomings while at the same time injecting new skills into managers. And the fact is, the manager's role has evolved significantly, not only over the last decade, but over the last 2 years. And I have mentioned it several times, but this current pandemic that we are facing, and I'm in New South Wales, and New South Wales and Victoria are the two states in Australia that have been locked down the most. The workscape at this point in time has changed, but the workplace and the workscape moving forward will be changed for good as well. Yes, we will go back to the office. Yes, there will be people in meeting rooms, but this hybrid working from a remote distance type setup, this is here to stay. And so as managers, we need to, if we've been in management for a while, we need to evolve to be able to deal with this new type of landscape. And if we are new managers, we need to get hold of the best materials and the best information to be able to set ourselves up for success.
Thank you for listening today. Your host was Colin Dubb. The content shared is a small example of what we cover in our management courses. Aptitude Management offers both in-person and online courses for individuals or organizations who need team training. Furthermore, all Aptitude courses are conducted through our program framework consisting of workshop booking consultation, trainer-led skills gap analysis, tailored participant training plan, and post-workshop coaching. If you are interested in finding out more, please visit the Aptitude Management website at www.aptitudemanagement.com.au. Stay tuned for our next episode.